This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big shout out to Butch, who listens every day. I've been gone last few days at a radio conference, so thank you guys for putting up with the replays. We had a radio conference at Talk Show Boot Camp in Cincinnati, Ohio. I've never been to Ohio. Actually, I have. I've been to Cleveland because I have family out there. But Cincinnati was pretty, pretty cool because I guess you land in Kentucky. And so you're in Kentucky, and everybody's like, oh, welcome to Kentucky. And you're like, are you joking? And they're like, oh, wait a second, we're in Kentucky. And then you cross the river, you're in Ohio, and then you're about a stone throw away from Indiana. So it's kind of cool. So I got to visit three states in one. So I feel pretty well traveled. People were awesome. I didn't get to try the chili like I was supposed to because I was having some tummy issues, but it smelled good. And the Cincinnati Red Stadium, very cool. Very cool. All right. So coronavirus update. Over 111,000 cases overall, 3,800 deaths. We've had 62,000 people recover. That's fantastic news. Unfortunately, we are seeing cases rise. In Italy, cases have exploded overnight. They have now millions of people on quarantine. In the United States, we're getting conflicting numbers here on whether we have 616 total cases or 566. Just expect that number to change as the day goes on because now we have more test kits. So we're able to test people. So that number will rise. We don't want people to panic. It's just people who have been coughing and sneezing and sniffling and maybe having a fever or whatever. Now we're going to have the opportunity to test them. We've had at least 22 deaths up until as of this morning. We believe the majority of them are older individuals. Many were in nursing facilities and assisted living care centers. We're still trying to get the data on that. This is not just a quote-unquote senior sort of illness. There's a physician assistant who in his pictures appears really young and strapping and handsome and healthy looking, and he came down with it, and he almost looks like he's on like a BiPAP machine, you know, helping push air into his lungs. So please don't misinterpret this as a, you know, well, you know, if we're good, we're good, you know, no need to panic, because we do have a lot of older individuals. We are seeing young people die. The doctor that notified other doctors in China that something was going on, that this might be a SARS, he died. So, you know, we're kind of confused, right, because we're not still getting the full story. I was on the Ingram Angle with Tammy Bruce on Friday on Fox News talking about how us not getting all the information out of China obviously is a deterrent to us getting our vaccine and being able to kind of make headway with this. But, you know, I am a little optimistic that we are going to hopefully see an end to this, because I have seen some data that this might be heat sensitive. And so when you look at the old SARS outbreak, that started in November 2002, very similar to this. Last case was, I think, end of May in 2003. They officially called the outbreak over by July 2003. It kind of followed a similar pattern that we hope this one will follow, right? Started end of November, December, depending on when, you know, China released it to us and told us what was happening. We see a big slew of cases, and then hopefully as the heat comes, it dies off. In fact, there was a study that came out of China that, if I could pronounce the university correctly, Sun Yat-sen University, suggested that the ideal temperature for this virus is 8.74 or 8.72 degrees Celsius. Yeah, I hate when they give us Celsius because then I got to figure it out. So I had to do a calculator. I don't do the mathematical equation anymore. In high school, I had to. Now I just find a calculator. That's about 47 degrees Fahrenheit. So they found the ideal temperature for spread for this coronavirus is pretty darn cold. So logic would dictate as weather warms up, we might see this stave off maybe even sooner than later. Maybe we don't have to wait till summer, maybe by spring. Here's the only problem with that, and this is why I'm cautiously optimistic. This virus that we have, this COVID-19, is a little more vicious than the SARS coronavirus from 2002-2003. Similar virus, but not the same. And so when they had 8,000 people affected and 774 people die, that's a lot. That's still very tragic. Still too many for our taste. But we're at 111,000 cases and 3,800 deaths. We're possibly, you know, we're exponentially, you know, more involved with this, or we are exponentially seeing cases more than the others. So, you know, we can't necessarily compare them. It's like apples and oranges. The other thing, too, is apparently there was a study that found that the coronavirus has already mutated into a second strain. We already have a second strain of this. We talked about this last week, and we're going to talk about it again. So if the coronavirus, this particular strain, is a highly mutatable one, it might be able to become resilient to a lot of these stereotypical temperature vulnerabilities. So just because many coronaviruses don't seem to be that active during the summer months doesn't mean this one is going to follow suit. So we can't just sit here and go, well, let's just wait for the summer. I mean, for a lot of places, it's cold. I was freezing my butt off in Cincinnati. I mean, it's still cold. In fact, it was like 30 degrees at night. So, you know, it's not just so much outdoor temperature. It's also humidity. It's dryness. There's a whole variety of things involved. So even though we might have some good news around, you know, on the horizon, right now we're still in the midst of the epidemic. And young people, older people alike, in, you know, getting affected. When I was flying around the Midwest, well, when I flew to the Midwest, saw some masks. Still, airplanes were full. It was still a full flight. You know, I don't really see a lot of people canceling their travel. We do notice a lot of events have canceled. In fact, some of the attendance at the conference was lower. So it seems like people are starting to kind of get the idea of, let's avoid other people who are sick. If we're sick, let's kind of stay home. Let's maybe work from home. You know, maybe have less interaction with people. And that isolation sort of attitude might be really what saves this off the most. The problem with that is, though, is, you know, people get squirrely after 2 days, and if you're really going to isolate, self-isolate, like Ted Cruz is going to do, you got to be bunkered down for at least 14 days. So, you know, we still have a long way to go. I'm just glad that we're being proactive because we're still in the midst of flu season, and flu is still killing people. So we'll keep you guys posted. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. For years, I've been complaining about the time change. I think it's been obsolete, you know, to be changing our clocks twice a year. It's been a pain in the butt, a pain in many of our sides. I actually kind of prefer standard time over savings time because I live in the desert and a longer summer day isn't my, you know, thing. But Nevada, California, multiple states have passed legislation to try to stop the clock changes and to pick one or the other. And we started a petition on change.org. We have about 181,000 supporters. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com if you also want to end the time change. This one is supporting permanent daylight savings time. time. But, you know, I'm a big fan of our next guest. He started this way before I started complaining, and it's Scott Yates, and he started the Lock the Clock movement. Scott, thanks for joining us. We appreciate you being here.
Yes, happy to be here. And I started just the same way you did, just complaining about it. So we both come from the same place.
Yeah, but I mean, you have made headway, even getting Senator Marco Rubio to, you know, acknowledge your efforts. So, you know, tell us about Lock the Clock.
Well, Lock the Clock is basically just people like you and me that just don't like the time change. And it started for me just as a blog where I was just kind of collecting information. And over the course of putting the blog together, I realized, you know, there's really a lot of research that shows the changing of the clock itself is the deadly thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you can have a discussion about what's the best time zone. Is it standard or is it permanent, you know, permanent daylight saving time? But the one thing everybody agrees on is the actual changing is the thing that's deadly. Today is the really deadly day. There was a study that just came out a few weeks ago that said about 28 people extra die in traffic accidents just because there's so many groggy drivers that are out on the roads on, you know, today. So I'm feeling bad that I didn't get it fixed sooner before we could stop another 28 people from dying in traffic accidents.
I know. And unfortunately with, you know, Congress, it takes an act of Congress. It's this, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, is it this Uniform Time Act that has to be, is it, you know, it does it not matter that all these states have in their assembly and legislature pass legislation to stop the time clocks? Is it that Congress has to let everybody off the hook? Is that what has to happen?
Yeah, basically. I mean, there's two questions. Right now, states can go on permanent standard time if they want to, and that's what Arizona, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico have done. And so, you know, you might be able to make the case to the people of Nevada that Nevada should be on permanent standard time, and you could do that without an act of Congress. But most of the people and most of the legislators that I've been talking to prefer year-round daylight saving time. And for that, yes, you do need an act of Congress. So that's what I've been working with Senator Rubio's office on.
Fantastic. Yeah, because in Nevada, they did pass fairly easily to be on savings time, and then it just got stuck in Congress. Same thing with California. And so I'm wondering if that's maybe the loophole where if they want to be on standard, then they're able to bypass that whole bureaucracy and that delay that Congress, you know.
Right. That's specifically allowed under the Uniform Time Act of 1966. But the problem is that most of the legislators want to go to permanent daylight time. And that's the thing that is not allowed. And that's the thing that Senator Rubio has got a bill working on to try to make it so that, his bill actually would put the whole country immediately on all. Everybody would be on daylight saving time except for the states that have previously locked into standard time. So Arizona and Hawaii would be able to stay. There are a couple other states where it might make sense for them to stay on standard time. Michigan and Indiana are an example. The states that are on the far western edge of their time zones, sometimes, you know, the people that, and I always, you know, I say, look, it's not up for me to decide. It's for the people in each state to decide. And I think if we can get a bill through Congress, it'll give the states a little wake-up call of like, look, this is now serious. We got to really have a discussion about what's the right time zone for us.
Exactly. And, you know, you bring up the science. We're talking to Scott Yates of the Lock the Clock movement. You know, you bring up, you know, medical studies that have, you know, shown evidence of this being harmful. A study out of University of Colorado showed that spike in car accidents. Thank you for enlightening us with the numbers. That's 28 too many, I mean, and, you know, possibly even more. Heart attack risk spiked about 25% this Monday of the spring forward. We have in vitro fertilization, success rates drop, stroke risk, depression, suicide, workplace injuries. You know, and people, you know, will ask me, you have a lot of haters out there, and I don't know why people, this is such a, a passionate cause such that we have people on Twitter hating. I mean, this is just, guys, pick a time change. I mean, I didn't think it would be that controversial. But, people say, well, it shouldn't be a big deal. It's just an hour. Why can't everybody just toughen up and change the clocks? My problem is we have a lot of obsolete things that we still do in 2020. And if there is more negative than positive to this is one of the things that I think we should take some time to change.
Yeah, I mean, I think back to 1966, a lot of people said that, let's just be tough and get through it. And I think that was before all of the research. You know, when we expanded how long we do daylight saving time, I don't know if you remember back in 2006, we changed it from April into March. Mm-hmm. And when that happened, it gave the researchers a great opportunity to study, like, you know, all these people dying in traffic accidents, is that just an anomaly, or is that something that's real because of the actual losing the hour of sleep? And they were able to study it and say, yeah, you know what, this is actually because of losing the hour of sleep. And it makes sense, right? If somebody snuck into your house and changed the alarm clock so that went off an hour earlier than your body was expecting, you know, first of all, you'd be pretty mad about that. And second of all, you'd be like, look, we got to fix it. We got to make sure this never happens again. And yet we kind of go along with it, and it's because we're all so sleep deprived. You know, there's not a big business interest in getting this thing fixed, so it's really just me and people like you and others that are around the country that just are trying to fix it. I'm not making any money on this thing, and I never ask for donations. I have a petition up, too, and change.org asks for money when you sign the petition, and I had to explain to people, that money doesn't go to me, that goes to change.org. You can contribute to them if you want, but it's not for me. But the idea is, you know, sign the petition, and I appreciate you linked to my petition from your petition, which I really appreciate.
It's a good petition, yeah.
Because mine is a really specific, mine's really targeted really at the one thing that's holding us up. Senator Rubio has this bill that has Republican and Democrat co-sponsors from around the country, and there's just one guy that's holding it up, and I think it's just not even on his radar, and so I'm doing a petition to just kind of get it on his radar so that this bill can get a hearing so we can have the discussion.
It's called Get the Sunshine Protection Act a Hearing. Very direct, targeted, surgically precise to, you know, tell Congress. Because, you know, if you give Congress or, you know, I don't know, government a broad suggestion, it doesn't get done. This actually puts, which is why I'm a fan of, okay, look, we just need a hearing, all right? Can we just get this moving? And you've already been exponentially getting people to, getting signatures. So that's called Get the Sunshine Protection Act a Hearing. Change.org. Do you know where we are with, have you been in touch with Senator Rubio's office?
Yeah, I probably, not him, with his office, and I don't know, I probably had 50 emails last week talking about stuff, and I visited the week before that, so yeah, this is, people say, oh, this is not something he really cares about, but I think this last week really shows. You know, I think he really personally cares about it. He made two videos himself. One of them, he's looking kind of haggard and just in the hallway. And so he made two himself, and then his staff made one where they interviewed me. I don't know where it falls in their priorities. And one of the complaints that you always hear is, you know, oh, don't we have much more important things to worry about, like with COVID or with the stock market or with whatever? And, you know, and I say, look, those are all valid issues. But at the same time, you know, if there was a new toaster that came out that killed, 50 or 100 people, like, we would do something about it, in spite of the fact that, you know, you can care about more than one thing at a time. And I think Senator Rubio's got the right amount of priority on this issue, which is a legitimate public policy health issue.
Absolutely. So how can people find you if they want to learn more about
Lock the Clock? I have this funny... I'm such a nerd. I don't have a fancy. I have a website. The easiest way to find it is just Google Lock the Clock, and I'm the first result that comes up. It's my website. It's sco.tt/time because my first name is Scott, so that's where my website is.
No, Scott,
but
I did that.
If you just Google it, and I've got it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that's the thing.
I've got
these causes.
I've got the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these causes, I mean, you know, it does, you know, I do National Blood Donation Week. It is exhausting, and you do it on your own, and you don't ask for money, and but these are the grassroots campaigns that actually do get things done. So I hope we can lock the clock. Thank you for, being there and kind of, heading this campaign. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you giving us a little time on the air, and I hope everybody's okay with the hourless sleep that they got over the weekend.
All right, Scott, can't wait to have you back. Good luck. Take care.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new trading week on Wall Street gets off to a horrible start as coronavirus concerns only seem to get worse. Trading was halted on Wall Street immediately after opening this morning. The S&P 500 fell 7% within the first few minutes. It triggered an automatic 15-minute break in trading. Chief market strategist at National Securities, Art Hogan, explains the process.
The concept behind that is let's put the brakes on, let people think about what they're actually doing and are they reacting appropriately to the magnitude of negative news that we have.
The Dow has been down over 2,000 points in early trading. Besides coronavirus concerns, an oil production war between Russia and Saudi Arabia has sent oil prices plunging, only making things worse on Wall Street. A cruise ship that's been quarantined off the California coast due to the coronavirus will be coming to shore today. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I'm kind of a little groggy today, so I want to apologize. I'm a little groggy because of the jet lag. You know, when you go back east, you know, and do a quick trip and then come back, it's pretty exhausting. I just have to give a shout-out to the Newport Aquarium. I don't know if you guys go to aquariums. I love aquariums. In every city I'm at, I have to go and see the aquarium. I want to apologize. There were two sea dragons mating. And I got a picture of them and posted it on my Facebook feed. Probably should have given them a little bit more privacy. And I, you know, did not mean to, you know, share and post such smut. But, you know, two sea dragons, I thought they were two sea dragons just together. They look like seahorses, but they're not really seahorses. They look like leaves, and I guess they're called sea dragons. And there were just two next to each other. I'm like, oh, you know, it's mommy and daddy. And then somebody said, are those mating? And so I really, really apologize. Last thing I want is any sort of X-rated imagery on my social media feed, but they are two fish, and I can't confirm that, you know, they were having sex at all. And you know, it's interesting because you see the little kids running around the aquarium and they're screaming and laughing and all that, and then you get to touch sea stars and anemones and rays and even sharks. And they have these little areas in many aquariums, but at this one in Newport, Kentucky, where you can kind of touch, you know, the animals. And I'm sitting there, and, you know, the kids are kind of splashing around, and I'm getting water in my mouth. And, I mean, this is obviously ocean water. I think it was fresh water. Was it fresh water or was it salt water? It had to be maybe salt water. If there was a shark, it's probably salt water. So anyway, my husband knows about all that. I'm kind of dumb when it comes to fish because I don't eat fish. I eat meat, you know, so I know more about cow. I don't know a lot about fish. But anyway, the anemones are like kind of sticky, and then the sea stars are kind of rough, and then the shark is a little sandpapery, and it's like really, really good. But I pull my hand out of that little mini aquarium where you get to pet, and I'm like, wait a second, hand sanitizer. We are on massive shortage of hand sanitizer. And I look around, and thank God they had some, and, you know, thank God that it was still, you know, semi-full. But I bring this up because I can't get hand sanitizer anywhere. And if you go online, or I even went to the medical supply stores, I'm like, I'll pay double just so I have some for people if they need it. And when I attempted to, you know, buy some, completely out of stock. And there's this panic that's still there, you know, because with coronavirus, people are worried about them getting it and, you know, the numbers going up and, you know, the panic that ensues that, you know, people are just buying up sanitizer like crazy. I really hope they aren't, you know, trying to scalp it and things like that. But, you know, expect there to be some, you know, mischievous people out there. But, somebody had reached out to me kind of panicky, going, what do we do? There's no hand sanitizer. And I said, just soap and water. Okay, you guys could use soap and water. Now, mind you, you might have to disinfect the school, disinfect the plane. I think Southwest sent me an email saying that they are fully disinfecting their planes. Hold on, let me find that. This was kind of interesting. Let me see if I have it. They sent me an update. Their stocks have dropped. A lot of the airplanes have airplanes and, you know, obviously cruise ships. Their stocks have completely dropped. But they said that we spend between 6 to 7 hours cleaning each aircraft every night. And as of March 4th, 2020, they said we enhanced our overnight cleaning procedures. Typically, we use an EPA-approved hospital-grade disinfectant in the lavatories and an interior cleaner in the cabin. Now, they are expanding the use of the hospital-grade disinfectant throughout the aircraft, and it will be used in the cabin on elements in the flight deck and in the lavatory. This goes beyond the CDC guidelines. Now, we talked about how they believe the virus can live on an inanimate object or a surface for about 8 to 9 hours. Or no, days. I'm sorry, 8 to 9 days. I apologize. And so when I see that they're cleaning the aircraft every night, my first recommendation would be to clean after every flight. Now, I'm hoping they do. They might not have a, you know, whole entire disinfecting protocol that they do, you know, after every flight. My guess is they kind of wipe down the sides and the arms and all that. But you need to, if you are going to try to contain coronavirus, you need to clean it off after every flight. You also want to offer disinfecting wipes to people that they could use mid-flight. I mean, these flights last 5-6 hours, you know, some of them, especially when you go from back east to the West Coast. And, you know, they're You know, only a one clean at night I don't think is going to be enough. Now, they also, this is Southwest, so they also equip each of their aircraft with a HEPA filter or a high-efficiency particulate air filter. That's supposed to filter out recirculated air on board each plane and removes airborne particles. We do use HEPA filters in hospitals and things like that. Is if it's going to be strict enough to be able to get viruses, I can't comment on that. I don't know. But at least they're trying to recirculate air. And then Southwest also reiterated that they do have flexible policies in terms of changing flights if you need to change flights. So they said, rest assured, they are monitoring the developing situation closely, staying in regular contact with federal agencies, health organizations, and other experts. Now, the EPA has offered a list of disinfectants, and actually CNN reports this. In a statement to CNN, the EPA said companies can apply for an emerging pathogens claim based on previously approved claims for harder-to-kill viruses. The agency will then review them and determine if the company can safely make that claim. I mean, if a company says, oh, yeah, this is anti coronavirus, they need to prove it to the EPA. Still, though, again, hand washing with soap and water is the best way to prevent transmission of the virus. However, some disinfectants that have been registered on the EPA's list are, one, Clorox multi-surface cleaner and bleach, Clorox disinfecting wipes, Clorox commercial solutions, Clorox disinfecting spray. Okay, now that doesn't mean every Clorox brand, but look for ones that, you know, are either commercial grade or multi-surface. Lysol, brand heavy-duty cleaner disinfectant concentrate, Lysol disinfectant max cover mist, Lysol brand clean and fresh multi-surface cleaner. They also have on here Purell professional service disinfectant wipes, Sani Prime germicidal spray, and there's even more, so there's a list. Person-to-person transmission is common, and so whether you wipe down your tray table or you wipe down a counter at home, the problem is if you are next to somebody who, you know, doesn't say it but sprays it, you're going to be exposed. However, I still think regular cleaning and judicious cleaning in the house is important. I kind of wish people were doing this, you know, when flu season started. I think we're at, what, 20,000 deaths of the flu this year, and now people are worried about hand washing because of coronavirus. So it's kind of too little too late. I really wish people were been this diligent, but you should clean off surfaces. You should have a clean home. You shouldn't be, touching and kissing people. And, you know, if you don't have to shake people's hands, don't. You shouldn't be touching your face. I touch my face a lot. I don't mean to. It's just I need to check if the upper lip wax, you know, is due. So I'm always checking to see if I'm getting any more hair or whatever. I put makeup on. I see a smudge, so I fix it. And a big reason why I touch my face is when I eat food, I get food on my face. And I want to either brush it off or eat that piece. If it's chocolate, I will eat that piece. If not, I will dump it. So, we touch our face a lot, but these are things that we need to, you know, remind ourselves to not do. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Dr. Dahlia Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so trading had to be halted today because the New York Stock Exchange was plummeting. Barely a kill switch had to go on for 15 minutes because there was a 7% fall. Dow had lost at least 2,000 points in the opening. People, of course, blaming coronavirus and a Saudi-Russia oil price war. So basically on the opening, I believe Dow Jones lost about 1,700 points, then kept going down. So trading had to be halted for 15 minutes. When it resumed, then it fell further briefly, marking a total loss of 2,000 points. I'm not sure where we are at right now. Hold on a second. Let me just, because the problem is, many of you guys don't listen to this at all. No, not that you do listen, but you listen delayed. We're right now down 1,600 points, okay, at 24,200. So maybe we're bouncing back just a little. But analysts are calling this fallout a one-two punch, which could destroy Saudi Arabia's allies' economies during such a fragile time. Now, this circuit breaker, I don't know much about it, but I think it's cool. Apparently, they are rarely triggered. But they do exist to stop prices tumbling further when a downward spiral shows no sign of slowing. So after a 15-minute break, it reopened, slipped a little bit more. But they said if prices drop to 13%, trading will stop for another 15 minutes. Then they have to drop by 20% to stop for another 15 minutes. So I guess this is in place to prevent what had happened with, you know, collapses as like in 2008. Now, oil prices are at the lowest since the Gulf War. Why? There's been a fallout between Russia and Saudi Arabia. So that might trigger an all-out price war that could also harm the world's economy. Last week, Russia refused to agree to the terms of a deal that would slash the world's oil production rates. In retaliation, we're being reported by Daily Mail that Saudi Arabia vowed to boost production and slash prices, which would threaten to saturate the world's market with cheap oil as demand for it plummets thanks to the virus. So, as people are not going anywhere, they're not traveling, they aren't in any desire to go visit grandma, because their kids are sniffling and they don't want to make grandma sick, you're not using as much oil or fuel. And so oil prices are dropping. In fact, I've been dealing with $4 a gallon prices with gas. I'm in Cincinnati and it was like down to $2.40. And I haven't bought gas recently in my neck of the woods, but the prices are dropping. So, on Monday morning, Brent Crude and West Texas Intermediate were both down by 23%. London's FTSE, their stock exchange, 100, was down 553 points, which wiped about $150 billion from its value. Japan's Nikkei Index plummeted 6.2%. Australian stock market suffered its worst day since 2008. 10-year Treasury yield broke between 0.5%. CME circuit breakers were triggered, and then gold prices soared. Apparently, gold has reached its highest price, $1,700, since 2012. Now, with these corrections and these stock market drops, there's been a lot of controversy over, is there a secondary gain for the Democratic Party? Does the Democratic Party have control over the stock market? Is fear being spread throughout so that the economy, which would possibly sail President Trump into a second term, starts to fall and give him very little to stand on with the next election? And so Donald Trump tweeted, the fake news media and their partner, the Democratic Party, is doing everything within its semi-considerable power, it used to be greater, he writes, to inflame the coronavirus situation far beyond what the facts would warrant. He said, great job being done by Vice President and the Coronavirus Task Force. Thank you. He said, the best decision made was the toughest of them all, which saved many lives. Our very early decision to stop travel to and from certain parts of the world. I agree. He said, so much fake news. He also said, more Americans die every year from the common flu than of the coronavirus. I don't disagree with him. Last year, about 37,000 people died. Before that, I believe 80,000 people died. You know, market dropping will be triggered by a whole variety of things. And I'm not an economist, so that's not for this show to dive into. And you guys are like, thank the Lord, Dahlia, because I don't think we can handle your economic take on this. However, all right, panic is in my forte. I don't like to panic, but in terms of controlling panic. And you keep hearing people talk about another recession, another recession. Now, I've been talking about it for years because of the automation. And millennials not buying homes that the baby boomers are moving out of. And commercial real estate not being as necessary as people are working from home or they're buying online and not necessarily going into a lot of brick and mortar stores. I was at a mall Friday night in Indianapolis, Indiana. Great city as well. And I was at the mall, and it was a Friday night. And I remember, you know, when I was growing up, the malls were the hot spots. That's where everything happened. That's where you would cruise and, you know, meet people and whatever. Empty. Stores empty. And so I predict a recession, not so much because of coronavirus, but that's just the way things are going. I mean, if I'm going to buy a bra, I'm not going to really walk into a Victoria's Secret. You know, if I know my size, I'm going to buy it online. Then I have the privacy, and I don't have to stand in line, and people going, double D, are you sure that's your size? You sure you don't need, you know, yes, that's my size. Can we just, not that that happens at Victoria's Secret or these shops or whatever, but I really don't like buying underwear in front of other people. So, you know, there's been this drive since the internet exploded to, you know, use more internet and save money. Now you have companies like Google and Twitter and others suggesting work from home. People, if you're sick, just work from home. You know, so they're trying out, you know, remote workstations, and that would save them billions on real estate and rent and utilities and all that. So, you know, this the going more internet and being more dependent on our computers and not the outside world and keeping people at home, yes, can spur a recession, whether it's coronavirus linked or not. So I am expecting that, and I've said that for years. Whether it's going to be Trump in power or Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden, we need to expect there to be another slump. And every 10 years, there is one. That just happens. I mean, in the 2020s, we are going to have a recession. The only thing is it going to be on Donald Trump's watch at the end of his first term, or is it going to be something that we could stave off? So, you know, if we were talking about hand sanitizer, if, you know, a company runs out of hand sanitizer, then how do things, you know, continue that have to do with, shall we say, you know, kids playing around in an aquarium? Will the aquarium have to close because they don't have a means for people to clean their hands? You know, the industries are very, very delicately interweaved on some of the most remote things you would have never thought of, you know? But, you know, shortages, panic, you know, lack of travel, meetings being, you know, canceled, those all affect the economy. You know, Japan, people are watching Japan very closely. Japan, I believe, right now has 530 cases, 9 total deaths. That's not enough to stop the Olympics, but are people going to travel? If people aren't working because they're on a 14-day quarantine and they're not getting paid to be quarantined, are they going to be more likely to, you know, hop on an international flight to Japan? Now, I told you what Japan said is, look, we have until the end of 2020 to hold the Olympics. So no sense canceling it yet. But, you know, if people had flights, if people had, you know, hotels, and usually you plan for that way in advance. So, you know, industry is going to be affected. You know, whether it's going to trigger the recession that we were already starting to head for or not is to be seen. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.